It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
His son likes hookers, cash, and blow. I know they've been crooked for some time. Soon he'll take one on the chin. We'll make this country great again. But right now, I need a scotch and water. To know, was it Hunter's crack cocaine? And I want to know, did you profit from Ukraine? Come on, man, that's all you say. Our border's a revolving door. We buy our oil from offshore, you know. Inflation's near an all-time high. Will you survive? God only knows. Then there's Kamala, the one you chose. Oh no, that cackling, rambling wonder. Will you ever feel our pain? I wanna know, is it sawdust in your brain? Can't wait for election day. Yeah! I wanna know why that cash went to Iran. Why LeBron competes with Dan. Can't wait for election day. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Yeah, this is Craig with the Outdoor Show, kicking it off with a little Roger McGill and a little tune I wrote a while back before the previous election was called Permafrost for Brains. That was another one. Sawdust on the Brain, the Joe Biden story. You know, and I got to tell you, AI, there's great, great benefits with AI, and there's also some crazy stuff, but you can't believe what you read on or what ChatGPT tells you. I just for an example, I did a random ask for ChatGPT on a computer. I said, rank the top five most corrupt presidents in the history of the United States. Now, I assume Biden was going to be one or two, maybe two after Nixon. I don't know. Although Nixon was a pretty good president other than his little scandal there. Got a lot of good stuff done, but also took us off the gold standard. It says, here is a historian-style evidence-based ranking of the top five most corrupt presidents in U.S. history using widely accepted criteria. Now, what does that mean? Widely accepted by who? Okay, and this includes criminal indictments, president or inner circle, abuse of power, financial corruption, ethics violations, documented scandals, historical surveys. This list is nonpartisan based on immeasurable historic evidence. Okay, so I open it up. Number one, Donald Trump. A guy that doesn't take a paycheck, donates his salary back. Criminal indictments, yeah, they went after him, but, pretty much got off of all of that stuff. Ethics violations, documented scandals. Anyway, so they put him as number one. Two impeachments he had, conflicts of interest involving Trump business while in office. You know, a lot of this stuff, there never was a guy that got into office that was as wealthy as him going in. So it's really easy to pick up on stuff like that, I think. IG reports, presidential historian surveys, they rank him lowest in integrity. I think history is going to show that ChatGPT took a few years to get right. Now, they had Richard Nixon as number two for Watergate burglary cover-up, directed the IRS and the CIA, target enemies. His top aides were convicted, avoided charges only because Ford pardoned him. Yeah, what about Biden's pardons? Just about every half of them started, their last names were Biden, the ones that he pardoned. But then Warren Harding, what Harding Lake is named after. Many of you, do you remember what, no, nobody remembers probably, but what, I might, some old folks out there, remember what Harding Lake was called before it was renamed Harding, Lake Harding. It was a Salt Jacket Lake after the Indian tribe out there, the Salt Jacket Indians. Anyway, so he had that Teapot Dome scandal, a lot of bribery, the Ohio gang, which I guess now they're giving Dan Sullivan that that name. And they said he wasn't proven to be personally corrupt, but his administration was one of the most corrupt. Well, yeah, okay, that was back in the 20s. Then they had Andrew Johnson, called him one of the most compromised presidents. I keep looking for Biden on this list, and he just isn't showing up. Ulysses S. Grant, he was personally honest but surrounded by deep corruption. He had a whiskey ring, a lot of embezzlement claims, and again, not personally corrupt, but presided over the most corrupt administration ever. Okay, now what about Joe and the pardon pen, where he didn't even know what was going on, and his staff was corrupt, pardoning friends, power hitters on their side. I just anyway, don't get me started. It's too early in the show to get my blood pressure up, but anyway, I can't believe, you know, with 15 minutes left on the clock on the Joe Biden presidency, he managed to snap infamy from the jaws of obscurity. He had, you know, record low polling, viewed as a failed president. But he, at the end of his very, very, very end of his term, he had issued pardons to members of his own family. And the media, you know, media was on his side on this thing. For 4 years, you know, this guy worked tirelessly to avoid this scandal that surrounded the family. You know, it was constantly going on. And then he pardoned James Biden, Sarah Jones Biden, Valerie Biden Owens, John Owens, Francis Biden. Do you see a pattern here develop? I think they even started alphabetically and started with B. So there was too many to put the A's and everything else in there. You know, he denied his business dealings with his son, denied ever meeting his clients. You know, he was just one thing after. There was years and years, four straight years of this denial, and evidence. You know, I don't know. It's to him for not making the list. I strongly maintain that he will go down in history once all the facts are in and the truth comes out, that he was the most corrupt president in the history of our nation. So there you go. What else is going on? We will get off of politics a little bit, although I'll probably start the second half of the hour with another song of one of our Democratic presidents. I wrote all these songs. I've just been finding them on my computer at home, some of the ones I haven't seen for a while. I forgot about them. I got to get them all organized. Incidentally, I think I mentioned before, if you're having a bad week and you want a really good laugh, go to the website laughyoulongtime.com. That's laughyou, longtime.com. We're putting a bunch of our humorous stuff on one website, everything from pranks we've done, and I'm right in the middle of one right now. I can't give it away. It's going to probably come out this week, but I'm pulling a really good prank on a friend of mine. I'll be able to talk to you once it's official and in the books. But on this website, we have some of our best pranks, couple I just can't put on there because they're over the top. And if you're offended by, there's some comedy stand-up gigs, if you're offended at all by stand-up comedy type humor sometimes, which can be a little edgy, you don't have to go there. But there are some good videos on there. The Lost Tribe of the Lower China, we did that one years ago. We've talked about that. The Satterberg COVID prank. A few other ones. We're going to get them all on there, but we're having fun with it. I think all the Satterberg April 1st stories are on there, all the ones we could find. They go back 10 years or longer. I used to mess with Andy Miskovich, to rest in peace, Andy, and used to pick on him and do practical jokes and make fake newspaper articles about Andy breaking the water ski record at Harding Lake when the Stepoviches and Hadukoviches were the real contenders, seeing how late they could ski into the season. And we did a newspaper article with a picture of a guy carving through newly formed ice on the lake, and it put Andy's head on it and talked about what a superior he was. An athlete, the guy was strong. Took him up the good pasture a couple of times, but that's a family with a lot of history. The Miskovich family, great family and good people, and a lot of people in town know him. But Andy was just a big grizzly bear. He was amazing, really really good guy. What else is going on in the news? Or let's see, we're not going to talk about news right now. We'll probably talk about the time of year. Let's do a little bit of outdoor talk since that's what the show is. We have a lot of mistakes people make early on in the season. You're excited to get your boat on the water, your Sea-Doo or whatever, and people get a little too excited. A lot of people wait till Memorial Day weekend, get the family, go out and buy the groceries. They're busy. They don't check the boat out ahead of time. Big mistake. Big, big, big mistake. Before you take the family on the river, on the lake or whatever, you really wanted just a couple of simple things. These are just no-brainers. Hey, drain plugs. Check your drain plugs here. Yeah, you want to do that before you back the boat in the water. I make it religion. So every time I back my boat up to a landing, whether I think I just put it in there or not, I get out of the boat, I walk around the trailer, make sure the drain plugs are in there. Garrison Keillor once said he thought that the industry standard in the marine industry that drain plugs should be the size of a manhole cover, so that if you do accidentally leave it out, you're right there next to the landing. Yeah, you're not out in the middle of the Tanana or something. I always like that. There's just a few things you can do. And it depends on the type of boat you've got. If you've got a inboard jet boat, really, really smart. First of all, on any boat or any watercraft, charge your battery before you get it in there, especially this newer stuff. Make sure your battery, if you didn't have it on a tender over the winter, which I really recommend, or you didn't take it out and move it in a heated garage and put it on a tender, batteries will last three times as long. People get 1 or 2 years on a battery and they don't know why. Well, the Sea-Doo sitting out in the yard at 45, 48 below, and it's not going to be covered under warranty when you freeze and break a battery. The newer batteries are better. But you still want to charge the battery, because a lot of the new electronics, if they don't have a minimum amount of voltage, funny things happen. I was driving a car recently that sat, one of my relatives' cars that sat all winter long, started up and drove it, and the lane departure thing, as I'm going down the highway, it stalled twice, and I thought, I need to get a battery in this thing. And then going down the expressway, it literally ripped the wheels out, threw me over left and right, and my dash lights all came on. Just because of low battery, all kinds of weird flashing lights and codes. I change the battery and everything's fine. It hasn't missed a beat since. So, you don't want to lose your battery. But anyway, and if it's an inboard boat, lift the hood, check under the hood. After you back it in the water, start it up. That's a simple thing to do. Make sure there's no leaks. It's not overheating. Let it idle for 5 minutes. It'll usually burn off the fogging oil if you put in it. So simple things like that. Same thing on a watercraft, check drain plugs, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to have a little more fun, and we're going to talk about some funny police stuff. I got Spitzer on the radio. I had him on Wednesday. We'll talk about some fun cop stuff and some other stuff. So stick around.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is, yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
Was born Hillary Rodham, and her husband is Bill, by the way. Wasn't good as he promised on that hot Arkansas wedding day. But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done. Like the intern whose dress that he stained and denied it the bum. She's the Benghazi woman in love with a two-timing man. She loves him in spite of the pages he's bent with his hands. Please pardon the laughter, he just couldn't temper his glands. She's the Benghazi woman in love with a two-timing man. Likes the young types, the bimbos with chubby rear ends. And in the office that's oval, he stood there committing sins. She don't understand him, she wants to win, that's her plan. The Benghazi woman in love with a two-time She's the Benghazi woman in love with a two-timing man. She loves him in spite of his fetishes she don't understand. Like Cubans and roosters and puppets he puts on his hand. She's the Benghazi woman. Benghazi woman in love with a two-timing man. She loved him in spite of the cigars he held in his hand.
Larry, you got a light? I'm sorry. Did I interrupt an email?
All right, that's Roger McGill and Benghazi Woman from years ago. Just found that one on my computer a little while ago. Anyway, we're having some fun with that. Welcome back. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. We were talking the first half of the show about kinds of stuff, everything from Biden corruption to boat maintenance. That's what I love about this show. I get to talk about anything. I often have Eric Spitzer, Captain Spitzer, on the show as my guest. We're going to talk a little trooper stuff that I talked about on the show Wednesday. He's got a lot of great stories. You know, Eric Spitzer is a stand-up comedian. He does our stand-up comedy with us. He's a jet boat junkie. He's got his own radio show. He's got a blog going. I love this guy. You know, he's just a great guy, and he's a really good captain, I think, and really taking care of some bad problems we've had in this town. He's always saying, it's busy. life is busy, and business is good. That's what he says. Business is good. But anyway, I was reading a couple of stories. I'm going to read you two or three stories that I thought were really funny. These didn't happen in Alaska, but he often tells some funny stories, and here's a couple of them. This was in Montana. It says, in most of the U.S., there's a policy of checking on stalled vehicles on the highway when temperatures drop to the single digits or below. About 3 in the morning on a cold morning, Montana State Trooper Alan Nixon responded to a call there was a car off the shoulder of the road outside of Great Falls. He found the car stuck deep in the snow with the engine still running. Pulling in behind the car with only emergency lights on, the trooper walked over to the driver's door to find an older man passed out behind the wheel with a nearly empty bottle of vodka on the seat beside him. The driver came awake when the trooper tapped on the window, as seeing the rotating lights in his rearview mirror and the state trooper standing next to his car, the man panicked. He jerked the gear shift into his drive and hit the gas. The car's speedometer was showing 20 to 30, 40, and then 50, but was still stuck in the snow, wheel spinning. Trooper Nixon, having a sense of humor, began running in place next to the speeding but stationary car. The driver was totally freaked out, thinking the trooper was actually keeping up with him. This goes on for about 30 seconds, and the trooper yelled, "Pull over." The man nodded, turned the wheel, and stopped the engine. Needless to say, the man from North Dakota was arrested. He's probably still shaking his head over the state trooper in Montana who could run 50 miles an hour. Who say troopers don't have a sense of humor? Anyway, that was one of my favorites that I found. I'll have to ask Spitzer about him. But another one was this. This trooper pulled a woman over speeding. She came after coming to a stop. He walked up to her window and gave her the classic, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" This lady quickly responded she knew she was speeding, but asked if she gave him an excuse for speeding that he had never heard before, could he let her off with a warning? She said, "Then if you haven't heard this excuse, I will gladly sign your speeding ticket." So he laughed, and he said he'd been with the highway patrol for so long, he's heard them all, but told her to at least try. At that moment, the woman pulled a vial of horse semen from between her breasts and explained how she was a horse breeder and needed to get the sample to its location for insemination before it went bad. After he finished laughing, he let her off with a warning. Yeah, that's good. Well, humor sometimes gets you out of trouble. That's a pretty good one. Okay, there's one more. Bear with me here. I said, well, this incident occurred a very long time ago. I was dispatched to report of a domestic disturbance. Husband has returned home and heard some noises in his bedroom. It was after midnight. No one was supposed to be home. His wife worked a late shift at a local bar. He called out loudly he had a gun and was going to shoot whoever was in the bedroom. As he crashed through the door, a man on the second-story bedroom window and his naked wife screamed from the bed that some man had tried to sexually assault her. After all that information had been broadcast over police radio, I was driving into the area and saw something unusual. A man was attempting to run down the sidewalk and get dressed at the same time. It seemed a bit unusual, so I pulled over, told him to stop what he was doing, and assumed this crazy guy told him to get on the ground and put your hands out. I looked down at him and started laughing until I almost passed out. Here was a local bartender that I had known from many police contacts in his bar laying face down. He had a lady's black top pulled over his head that could barely cover his chest. He also tried to pull on a pair of pull up a pair of ladies' black underwear and women's black slacks, but couldn't get them up over his thighs. Something told me this bartender was the other half of the suspicious activity at the apartment. I called my partner, who was inside the apartment trying to get the story from the husband and wife. I asked him to go in the bedroom and look for any clothing that might be on the floor. Sure enough, there was a bartender's black shirt with his name embroidered, black slacks and underwear down the inside of the slacks. Yep, you guessed it. The bartender had closed the bar early to help the waitress counter tips. In their haste to get naked, they both peeled off their clothes and laid them on the floor next to the bed. They were both naked in bed when the husband arrived, and when the bartender jumped off on her and vaulted out the window, he had grabbed the wrong pile of clothes. He could not figure out why his clothes were so tight as he tried to get them on while on the run. It was also funny as hell because both needed to exchange their clothing. They were all pretty embarrassed. My shift partners, I laughed about that for a long time. These are true stories, folks. These are true police stories that happened, over the years in different states. And Spitzer's got some great ones, too. He uses one called These Aren't My Pants when he was patting somebody down that had a crack pipe and he's patting him down and the guy just bolted, "These aren't my pants." And it's a great comedy story, but it's true. Actually happened to him. He's got a bunch of them. So we'll have to get him on and just spend a whole 30 minutes someday telling those kind of stories. Anyway, that was pretty much what I had for the show today. I know we've got, I'm getting ready to head up the river. Obviously, the price of fuel is going to affect the length of a lot of boat trips this year. You know, people need their boats for therapy. Sounds like it hopefully can start dropping. I've seen a lot of speculation that the price of fuel is going to start dropping, but you never know what those crazy, over there. And, it's tough. It's really tough when you see five and six at the start of the gas and diesel prices around the country and even in Alaska, or it should be cheap. We should be getting our own fuel for cheap, but that's not happened despite some good intentions over the years. So anyway, I'm still going to go. You bite the bullet, you put the gas in the tank and you still got to get out. You might not do as much just cruising as possible till that price comes back down, but there are some other things you can do. Make sure your boat is in good shape. Fuel stabilizer at the end of the season is always good, especially with the price of fuel now. You don't want to have to drain your fuel and throw it away or put it in your chainsaw. So you want to take care of those kind of things. What else? You know, the ice had just gone out. It's as of this earlier this week, there's still ice coming down the river. And of course it's going to be coming down for a little while from way up river, but not nearly as bad. We should be getting some good heat, that really brings it down. But be careful, lots of debris when the water comes up, getting stuck in your jet unit. So be ready to hit your clean out if you have one, or paddles and anchor in the boat are critical. A life ring, like a throw device, is critical. Bad things happen fast on the water. You don't want that to happen to you. And the worst, most of your accidents on the water are not two boats colliding into each other or anything like that, although that happens on skinny, on little rivers, twisty, windy rivers we have. But a lot of it is when you're off power, when you've lost power and you're floating and you're at the mercy of the current and the sweepers. You need a couple of paddles, two people ready to go, a good bow line, a long enough bow line too. You know, you should have more than a 20-foot bow line. They really should be about 50 foot, and an anchor, a good anchor. And the trick with an anchor is you want 3 to 5 feet of rope for every foot of anchor you've got, or a foot of water you got. So anyway, simple stuff. I want to be safe. I don't want to lose any friends on the river this year. So get out and enjoy as much as you can. We're going to celebrate when the price of fuel comes back down, and it will. But let's stay safe out there on the water. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Thanks for tuning in. Had some fun today. We'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.